Many people are brought up with the idea that one day they'll have a family of their own. But new research has found a growing number of young Australians are hesitant to have kids. The Monash University's 2021 Australian Youth Barometer surveyed over 500 Australians and found that 24% of young Australians are hesitant about having kids for many different reasons. To tell us more about this research and why young adults are hesitant, we're joined by Professor Lucas Walsh from Monash University. Thanks for joining me on the record this morning.
Glad to be here.
So just to start off, could you explain what the Australian Youth Barometer is?
Yeah, so the centre that I direct put together a survey of 505 Australians from diverse groups and interviewed 30 more in depth about the various aspects of their lives, from their education, their employment, their health and well-being, finances, civics and citizenship and so forth. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to try to gauge the pressures that young people are under, both during the pandemic and beyond.
And then I'm assuming from that you found that there's quite a growing portion of young adults who are hesitant to have kids. Can you run us a bit more through the research before we get to the results? What sort of questions were included in the survey?
Well, the questions were asking them about their futures. And we know from previous research that there are markers typically associated with how young people plan for the future. This is everything from, completing school, going into further study or training, buying a house or having stable accommodation, starting families and so forth. And so we were keen to explore their attitudes to each and every one of these things as we can measure them against other benchmarks that are looking at similar things. And then the thing that emerged out of that was this attitude towards having kids, which we were then able to look at intersections between those findings and the other findings we had related to their futures, housing, employment, etc.
Yeah, so it was found that 24% of young adults are pessimistic about having kids in the future. Was this more or less than expected?
It's probably a little bit more striking than we expected. But to be honest, because we were conducting the surveys and interviews right in the middle of a pandemic, we didn't really know what to expect. That in some ways, the pandemic, as many of you listeners might know, has disrupted lives. But at the same time, it's amplified pre-existing things. And for young people, it's amplified pre-existing conditions such as workforce insecurity, casualisation of labour, and so forth. So the figure we got, we have sort of put in the context of, well, was it amplified at all because of some form of COVID effect, we were a little bit surprised, but we weren't really sure what we'd find.
I can imagine it'd be quite interesting a few years later if the survey's reconducted. Comparing between now and then, I'm sure you would get some fascinating results.
That's precisely our plan, yeah. So we'll be conducting another survey with almost the same questions. We'll make some slight modifications, and then we intend to do it year on year so that we can do precisely what you're suggesting. Look at how these attitudes are consistent or change across time.
So what has been cited as some of the main reasons for why young people are experiencing this hesitancy?
Well, as you'd expect, young people see, having a stable accommodation, a home, and some form of financial independence and security as a prerequisite for having a family. And, this was borne out in the wider data. So, for example, we found that 65% of those who were very pessimistic about their housing prospects were also very pessimistic around having children. That affirms this idea that, there are these conventional steps that one might take through life that lead up to having a family, but then there are also other conditions, wider conditions at play here beyond, housing security and financial independence. And these are ranging from changing attitudes to families, to expectations around having kids. There's wider research there that affirms the idea that, people don't see having kids as being a source of happiness or essential to their futures. And we have other large-scale issues at hand, like climate change, which we are fairly certain are influencing at least some of that pessimism about having kids.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit more about how climate change can be one of the factors to cause hesitancy?
Well, you know, climate change is perceived to be an existential issue. That is, that it, you know, it's about how we live sustainably into the future. And so I think there's an attitude that's emerging there, which is has kind of a couple of dimensions. One dimension is that if we're to have sustainable living, then you know, the act of bringing new people into the world becomes part of that equation. And then there is a sort of a darker side of that, which is, well, why would you bring kids into a world that's arguably flooding and on fire at the moment?
You're listening to On the Record, and I'm joined by Professor Lucas Walsh from Monash University, and we're discussing research that revealed 24% of young people in Australia are pessimistic about having children. Now, there wasn't a huge difference between men and women when it came to their thoughts about having children, with young men being only 5% more pessimistic. That's quite surprising that it was fairly close. Why do you think that is?
That was surprising. I actually don't have an answer for that. We've actually talked about that within the research team, about what the differences, why the differences might be the case. We could speculate. And we could speculate that if we are talking about higher order issues, like all the ones I've mentioned, higher order issues being, well, you know, there's a possibility that I won't ever own my own home. There's a possibility that I might need secure, affordable accommodation, you know, on a rental basis. The attitudes to families has changed so that they're no longer seem to be essential to have kids. These might play on the minds of, regardless of the gender of the person or identification, they might play out across all areas. You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily a gendered issue about having kids when you look at it in relation to issues such as housing affordability and climate change. But nevertheless, we given the other sort of sociological trends towards attitudes to having family by women, for example, we thought perhaps it would have been a little bit more, there would have been a bit more of a distinction there.
So how do you think society has changed with the idea of notion of family and having children?
Well, it's the implications on the one hand are profound, and on another hand are very everyday. They're profound to the extent that, I mean, we have seen in the longer term this broader demographic and sociological shift, which I touched upon at the start of our conversation, that the markers of, for example, a so-called transition to adulthood are changing, that those markers, you know, completing school or training and moving into a secure job and perhaps buying a house and perhaps starting a family, these have all been eroding and reconfiguring over time. The sort of more everyday aspect of it is that, of course, we can expect these decisions to change as the nature of families change and as the nature of society changes to these very, very large trends going on around us, whether they be climate change or changing nature of the workforce, or these other changing demographic factors about you know, what it means to become independent or an adult, which were always blurry anyway. So I think that there's something remarkable to the extent that we're seeing a change, a broader change to the way our society's structured, basically, and you know, that kind of evolution can be expected to take place. But on the other hand, it then becomes quite stark when we see these larger existential issues that are driving some people's decisions that will have lasting impacts regardless.
Yeah, one of those is it was found that the Australian fertility rate has been declining for some time. Is that hesitancy a contributing factor?
I would say it is. I mean, that's just another kind of... That Australian Bureau of Statistics data, I think, that you're quoting there is really one of those evidence of those markers changing, where there's, you know, it's anticipated that within our lifetime, you know, couples without children will outnumber couples with children, and so that suggests that there's a much deeper, wider trend going on into what constitutes the contemporary 21st century family.
It's definitely interesting thinking about it on Like you were sort of saying, on one hand, it's good that people are finding different roads for themselves and finding different things that are making them happy rather than just the notion of having children, but also thinking about the potential impacts on the economy, Australia and the wider society.
Yeah, well, the wider economic impacts are really quite complex, and they speak to really quite vivid debates going on at the moment about levels of immigration, for example, about sustainability of the global population as a whole. Because while we do see declining fertility rates and similar kind of attitudes in other countries, and you know, declining fertility rates are, for example, a significant issue in countries such as Japan, we also see continuing very high fertility rates, large families being born out in parts of the world, such as parts of Africa. And so then, you know, it depends on what level we're thinking about. Are we thinking about the effect on the local community? Are we talking about the national effect, and that is in terms of our labour force, but also in terms of how are we going to care for an ageing population, what the economy might look like at a national level. But then there's also this wider global picture of what is sustainable in the longer term for us as a species and the overall planet.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on The Record this morning and telling us all about this really interesting study and the fascinating data and results that you got from it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. That was Professor Lucas Walsh from the Monash University telling us all about the new research that found 24% of young Australians were pessimistic about having children and what some of the contributing factors were.